KFC Radio Quickie coming to you live from this piece of shit godforsaken airport in Atlanta.
This is the worst.
Atlanta, Georgia. This airport is a fucking disaster. I've been walking for miles and miles and miles just to get to my plane.
What is going on?
How are you, love?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Well, good.
Fantastic. Thank you.
I need booze immediately.
Booze. We came on the wrong day to think about having
no.
Booze.
Wait.
Wait, for real?
In Atlanta, yeah, you cannot have any booze.
What do you mean?
On Sunday?
For how long?
Fuck.
No way.
Yeah.
Can we break that rule a little bit? This is devastating news. Shit.
This is the worst.
I'm going to need an iced tea with extra lemon then.
Okay.
Please.
Did you want unsweetened?
Unsweetened, just a shit ton of lemon.
Gotcha.
And also some steak and eggs, please. Medium.
Medium and your eggs.
Over easy.
Over easy.
Let's get sloppy with it.
Alright, and then you get a choice of bacon or sausage.
I would like, is it sausage links or patties? Then I would like bacon. Thank you. I hate sausage links.
I'll do the oatmeal and a side of bacon, and I'll do an iced tea as well.
Gotcha, sweet or unsweetened?
Unsweetened.
Can I do steak and eggs, please? With the
steak
medium rare, please. Actually, no, we'll go medium.
Medium.
And then the eggs, the scrambled, please.
Any cheese on your eggs?
Sure.
Bacon.
And can I get a cup of fruit, too, please?
Yeah. Bacon or sausage?
Bacon, please.
Gotcha.
I want some fruit as well, please.
You want a cup
Thank
of fruit?
You.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you very much.
I think there's fruit in the oatmeal.
Yes, a side of strawberry.
Oh, I'll do one of those iced teas, I guess.
Sweet as we are.
Sweetened, please. I'm not crazy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we're in this airport bar, and now we can't even get booze, so I am in a bad, bad place. I was about to say.
I checked. When we walked in, I checked all the people's cups, and I was like.
Oh, no.
I was like, I don't see. I just convinced myself that they're all drinking, like.
Nobody.
Orange, and, orange
it's
and cranberry.
Like, it's like the Sixth Sense when you rewatch it, and you're like, oh, wow, he is dead. I'm like, wow, nobody here is drinking. I was about to say how airport bars are one of my favorite places in the entire world because it's the most judgment-free zone of all time. Because everyone's on their own. You're allowed to look like shit. You're allowed to feel like shit. And you're allowed to drink at what I assumed was all hours. Apparently, here in Atlanta, we got to, like, praise Jesus until noon.
This is
noon
my
30.
Second, this is my second flight in a row where I couldn't get a beer in the morning.
I mean, that should be... I don't care what the rules are about Sunday and church and shit. It needs to be international law that if you're going to be getting on a
every
plane,
airport,
you get to have alcohol.
Every airport should just be simply like, there aren't laws here.
There are no rules.
It should be very, except the whole, like, don't blow up a plane. Like, yeah,
right.
That would
there
be
are
bad,
a couple rules.
The rest of it
don't
be
a terrorist,
simple.
And the rest is, go ahead, drink.
That's what it should be. If TSA, right, if TSA clears you, like Mac with an ocular pat-down, if TSA clears you,
you're good.
Once we get in here, we should be able to do whatever the fuck we want.
Whatever we want. We should be able to, like, fuck and drink and kill. It's just international waters, man. Airports are not real life. I thought she was fucking with me when she was like, oh, you came on the wrong
day. Knew.
I
had
oh,
a bad feeling,
that's
and
a waitress
I knew right
joke.
Away. I knew, like, as soon as she said that, I was like.
Well, I appreciate you keeping that to yourself because the only thing that kept me going. Was the thought of a Bloody Mary.
What if we just, like, grab one right now?
I was going to say,
what
if I just put my head underneath and I just put the tap on?
Look, I'm, like, half kidding, half serious. What
we just grab a bottle. There's a bottle. There's
I feel like the airport's not the place to cause a ruckus, but
like we just said, there should be no rules. Like, the jury would be like, well, they were at an airport and they weren't drinking. So what do you expect? Man, this ruins my whole vibe because I really was about to talk about judgment-free zones. There's so few of them left in this world. Like, where else can you go and just be...
Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness literally has one thing, a thing called the
judgment-free
zone.
I mean, airports, strip clubs.
Oh, no.
Vegas.
No, strip clubs don't, no. Strip clubs get heavy judged.
Yeah?
Oh, at least I do.
By who?
I judge people.
You judge other people.
When I'm there, I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things.
You ever like at a party or something, you're like, this was so fucking lame. And it's like, yeah, but you're here too, bro.
Yeah, no.
So you're at a strip club and judge people for being a piece of shit. And you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, but I look better than they do.
Oh, okay. So it's just straight vanity.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Okay, I feel that.
And yes, it's like, look, what I'm doing is wrong. I acknowledge that.
Right.
But when I'm at a strip club, I'm
I look
like,
good
you're
doing
an asshole,
it.
You're an asshole. She actually wants to fuck me, dude.
She really likes me. No, but for real. I know everyone says that, but for real, she likes me.
Yeah, she wants to fuck me.
Well, and here's my official rating of the city of Atlanta. Zero.
Oh.
Because everywhere I've gone, it's been hard to get alcohol.
That's actually
at the airport and at the goddamn SEC championship, I couldn't get a beer. So let me tell you this much, society. Let me tell you this much, Atlanta. Alcohol should be available and present at all times.
It makes
everywhere I go.
It makes no sense. It's like
I don't care.
Like,
if it's
especially
church.
At the game yesterday.
I mean, we're at the biggest sporting event of the year, arguably down here, the SEC championship. You can't get a
until
beer.
The national championship's here too.
Right, right.
But still. Like
this is it, though. The SEC championship, you got, I don't know, probably 60,000, 70,000 people crammed into that place. I don't know how many people it holds. And all of them were sober, or at least not currently drinking.
Like, let's admit it. We left at halftime.
Yeah.
And to be honest,
I wanted to leave. I wanted to leave the first time to go,
because it wasn't even close
I didn't
want to
go.
That, but
once I found there was alcohol, I would have stayed at the bar.
I was having a lot of fun. Like, it was a really cool atmosphere. It was a lot of fun.
But I can't do anything sober.
Like, I'm not going to sit there for fucking 4 hours and not have a beer. That's ridiculous.
On the weekend? On the weekend, folks? I got to get it in, okay?
There is. I don't understand why college like stadiums and do this. There's a system in place to make sure underage people don't drink.
Works pretty well.
Just check my ID.
Works pretty goddamn well everywhere else in the world.
It's been a long time
we've
been doing
this. It's not like when you go to a professional game, there's just like 8-year-olds wasted all over the place. Like, you still go and buy a beer and they check your ID. So I don't understand. It's not like everyone's blacked out at a professional game. I just don't understand why we need to change the rules for a college event.
I never thought about a bunch of drunk 8-year-olds, but that is a good image.
I mean, I wish it was that way. So here's the bottom line, and I've realized this about myself right now as I've taken a turn for like a devastating zone right now that I'm in. I need to be drinking. I need to be drinking or doing drugs at all times. That's really what it comes down to.
We'll title this episode like we out ourselves as alcoholics and drug addicts.
Yes, okay. Yes, correct, because. The thought of just like being existing
sober
and not being under the influence of something. Why would anybody do that?
What's the point?
What's the point of living?
Why would you be alive if you remember it? Makes no like, sense.
Like, you just sit there and you just feel like, I mean, I just feel pretty miserable when I'm not under the influence of something. Physically, mentally, emotionally, I just don't feel good.
Almost. I still do it with. When I'm under the influence, I do still feel miserable.
Yeah, it's just a different type of miserable.
It's number.
Right. It's like you're trying. You're trying to make it not feel like that. And that's the name of the game. You might not actually get there, you know.
I acknowledge the fact, like I get you're taking your medicine here, but this still sucks.
Right. bottom line is, especially in places like sporting events and airports, I need to be buzzed. Or again, trying. You know any of those nights where like you just don't get drunk for some reason?
No.
No? Sometimes I'm just drinking and I'm like, I should be way more drunk than I am. My body's like rejecting it. My body's like, I'm not gonna get drunk because I know how much
dude,
you like
you.
It.
We're not doing this bullshit again.
I know how much you like it, so I'm not gonna encourage it. But I mean places like this, I can't be sober.
My favorite thing I'm a big Chrissy Teigen fan. I love Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing she's ever done is she just tweeted once about how she wants to do a show about getting wasted in airports called Terminal Boredom.
Oh, my God. It's a great idea. We're doing it. This is the first episode of Terminal Boredom. We're just sober. God damn
we're
it.
Just sober.
I mean, this is a devastating turn. I think that's where we'll have to leave it. This is the episode where we out ourselves as full-blown alcoholics and drug addicts.
It's like 7:30 on a Sunday right now.
Right.
we should clarify what time it is.
You know what's funny, too, is this happened
It's like not
this.
Ridiculous for us to be... Well, it's not ridiculous for them to not give us a beer. It's ridiculous that they're...
That we're demanding it at 7 a.m. Yeah. Let me just say this, too. I've learned this about us. Our past two trips to Boston and now Atlanta. We went to bed at like 10 o'clock last night.
We went to bed early.
And we were drinking, but we didn't get out of control either trips, Boston or Atlanta.
Nope.
And we roll into the airport, like, looking like a mess, demanding alcohol.
He got that fucking stupid unsweetened one, didn't he?
This is going to be so good. I can't wait. This is going to be delicious. The extra lemon is so clutch. My mouth is watering. This would be so much better if there was vodka in it. But, but that being said, I will absolutely take it.
Done. Oh, sorry.